Welcome to Main Street Banking, a podcast for community bankers brought to you by the Barrett School of Banking and ICBA Securities. My name is Byron Earnhardt, and I'm the programming director at Barrett. It is our mission here to serve the community banking industry with information that is informative, relevant, and hopefully we'll have a little fun along the way. So, from Memphis, Tennessee, home of banking, blues, and barbecue, welcome to our little corner of the community banking world. And we hope that we can make your bank, your staff, or maybe just even your day a better one. Okay, and welcome back to the podcast today. Today we've got Cale Johnston with ClickSwitch. And when I met Cale, his company has addressed a situation in retail banking that I think all of us can relate to. And I'll let him tell us about it, but I think you're really going to enjoy it if you spend any time in working with the front lines, working with customers and dealing with their accounts. So, Cale, welcome to the show, buddy. Tell us about yourself and about ClickSwitch.
Yeah, Byron, thanks for having me. So ClickSwitch, I started it about 6 years ago. It's an enablement tool. So we help customers switch their bank accounts over. So the age-old problem of customers walking in, open up a checking account, walking out of the branch, and they never see that customer again because the customer went home and it realized it was too difficult to get their direct deposit and recurring payments switched over. We address that problem. So ClickSwitch comes in right after a customer opens a checking account, whether it's in a branch or online. And then we assist that customer with getting their direct deposits and recurring payments switched over so the financial institution can identify that new customer as a primary and profitable checking account. So like I said, we've been at it for about 6 years. We work with about 450 or 500 community banks in the U.S. and Canada, and we sign about 10 or 20 new community banks a month right now. So it's been a wild ride, but people are still taking to the service and identifying that this is a need for their community bank moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And clearly you all are serving a need that I think, as I said at the top, anyone who has spent any time doing any kind of retail banking can attest it's a pain. You know, and transitioning new accounts is hard, especially as customers start adding more and more of those digital and automatic transactions. And, you know, I thought when we were talking, as much as a pain it is for us as bankers, it's twice as hard on our customers. Mm-hmm. So what was the thought process about that end user and how to make this process smooth for them?
Yeah, well, it was a pain for me too, because I had to think like the end user and figure out where the pitfalls are and how can you make it automated and how can you assist the end user in that journey. And really, we have a business because we're doing a job that nobody wants to do. Like, the customer just doesn't want to deal with it. So we're going to deal with it on behalf of the customer. But you're right, that user journey became very critical right out of the gate, because if you look at just like essential products like online banking, account opening, you know, those are easy user flows and the user is aware of it and they know how to navigate that. When ClickSwitch came out of nowhere, you know, it wasn't necessarily an essential product right out of the gate. It was a nice to have. And mm-hmm. So we had to turn this nice to have into an essential product. And a lot of that was around the user journey, making sure customers are flowing through, they're hitting submit. And when we built it, you know, I wasn't a designer, I'm not a developer. So I built out version 1.0 of what I thought the user journey should be. And we start demoing it for community banks. And, you know, the feedback we got was just phenomenal. They were really helping us build this product out and say, you know, if you put a button here, if you put a button there, if you start with a direct deposit instead of recurring payments, because when I started it, I thought the issue was switching your recurring payments. I thought that's what end users wanted and financial institutions wanted. But, you know, the financial institution feedback was pretty honest. And they said, we don't want money going out of their account. We need to come in into their account. So we want you to lead with, you know, getting the customer's direct deposit set up. Now the account's funded, then they have to go back and now they have to switch their recurring payments over. So a lot of that user journey was started with myself. And then the feedback came from a lot of our financial institution clients that made it what it is today.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing. I would have, you know, if I were a betting man, that's what I would have said, was to lead with those payments. One of the things I found very interesting in some of our pre-conversations was you're training the bankers on using the product. And I think you hit on a really key point in training those end users. What are some of the strategies that you all use to train the bankers? And what are some of the obstacles that you've seen in that process?
Yeah, training's been difficult, because if you think if we're implementing a billion-dollar financial institution or a $200 million community bank, the training cycle is going to be different, and we have to learn, you know, how to implement a $10 billion bank compared to a $200 million bank. Mm-hmm. And that training cycle, We do live sessions with community banks. So bankers can come into our live sessions and they can get trained on ClickSwitch. They're about a 30-minute session. But what we experience is there's a lot of turnover at that front level. Mm-hmm. And it is a critical role. People need to be comfortable with onboarding a customer using ClickSwitch. So the training has been something that we're continually to trying to address and critique a little bit. But one thing with COVID, a lot of our switches pre-COVID, about 80% of them were happening in a branch. So that was our lifeline. We had to get the banker comfortable with using ClickSwitch. After COVID, a lot of our switches are coming through digital platforms. So the customer opens up an account online, and then we are directly targeting the customers through APIs. But as branches begin to open, we have to retrain a lot of our community banks right now. So we're constantly going through retraining sessions with a lot of our 450 clients, because as branches begin to open, we need to make sure those bankers are now comfortable using ClickSwitch in that branch scenario again. But it's been something that we continually have to address because of turnover and of just, you know, adding new branch staff to make sure they're comfortable using ClickSwitch, where if a customer walks in, opens up that checking account, they're not leaving until that banker has fully got that customer switched over. So they feel good and like, all right, we're going to recognize this customer. But pre-COVID, it was a huge issue for us. We were constantly trying to tweak it. Right now, in the midst of COVID, we're relying a lot on just our digital account switches and APIs, but we are going to see another wave of in-branch switches, and we need to make sure our bankers are comfortable using the product.
You know, oftentimes I hear the cost of technology is a major hurdle for many, particularly smaller community banks. You know, but I think there's an argument to be made about the efficiencies in technologies. What kind of tangible results have you seen through ClickSwitch in terms of the bank financials?
That was key for us right out of the gate. We knew we were addressing an issue for the end user, but how can we articulate it to the financial institution that this is an ROI product? Like, when a customer uses ClickSwitch, what's the downstream lift that you're going to see for that customer? So we had to put together our ROI models for the financial institution to show, all right, once the direct deposit set up, the customer is 10 times more likely to use their debit card with you. They're 20 times more likely to get an auto loan with you. So what is the downstream impact on using a product like ClickSwitch? We really had to go out and articulate that to the financial institution, because getting the direct deposit is key and it is profitable for the financial institution, but what other downstream lifts is that community bank going to see by getting that direct deposit and by having three or more auto pays set up for that end user? So we had to be able to articulate that. We knew that from an end user perspective, this is easy, this is automated, we're taking the onus away from the end user by taking care of it. But what do the bank metrics look like? And we really had to, you know, figure that out for our financial institution. And each financial institution is determining success a little bit different. For a $200 million community bank, the success of ClickSwitch might look different than a, you know, a $10 billion bank with 100 branches. So we have to go in and understand what does success look like right out of the gate when we're doing our first implementation, our first account management call. We're sitting here a year from now. How are you going to determine whether this product was successful for you or not? And then we put in those metrics for the financial institution to make sure we're hitting on that moving forward.
All right. In our conversation, you mentioned that you serve on the board of a local community bank. So your perspective there as the leadership of a bank, I think, is massively important. So to the other bank executives and directors listening, talk to them about how banks can get involved in fintech.
That was the big thing. The community bank came to me and said, there's so much happening in fintech right now. We've been a bank that has used, you know, let's say Jack Henry for everything. We use Jack Henry for our core. We use it for account opening. We use it for online banking. We use it for everything. How can we get more involved with fintechs? Because there's a new fintech popping up every day. And they're calling on all these community banks that say, you can diversify your product offerings by, you don't have to leverage Jack Henry or Fiserv for everything. You can use more, let's say, sophisticated technology and what is going on out there. So that was part of my role with the community bank to serve on their board, is to open them up to different fintechs that are out there and what's happening in the market. And I think what's going on right now is you're seeing more community banks get involved with fintechs, but you're also seeing kind of a failure to launch or a struggle to launch, because now they're taking on, you know, a little bit more than they can eat. So let's say you're used to just using Jack Henry for everything. You have a Jack Henry account manager. Well, now they have 5 or 10 different fintechs they're working with as well. And if you are launching 2 or 3 or 4 products at the same time, what's taking the priority? So I think that's kind of the next big wave community banks have to address, is they're really excited about fintechs, and they should be, but how are you going to implement all these fintechs, and how are you going to gauge their success moving forward? That is the big thing. Just with the community bank that I'm working with, there's two or three or four different projects going on right now, and there's one COO, and she's managing it all, you know, and how are you going to get it live? And then how are you going to gauge success moving forward to make sure your customers are using the product? We see it at ClickSwitch. We see a lot of excitement right now where, you know, the bank president or the COO or CEO, you know, chief retail officer, they sign off on it. It goes into implementation. Implementation looks at it like, well, I have five other implementations I'm doing right now, and what's going to take priority? So that's what I'm helping the community bank do right now, is, you know, what is the biggest priority? How are we going to implement it? And then how are we going to manage success moving forward? I think a lot of financial institutions are probably, you know, sit in that same realm right now of, you know, deciding what are they going to take on and how are they going to gauge success moving forward?
Excellent. Glad. Thank you for that perspective. Kale, why don't you tell our listeners where they can get in touch with you or find out more about ClickSwitch?
You can go to clickswitch.com. You can schedule a demo there. It gets kicked over to us, and then we'll make sure you get a demo of our product and how we can make it easier for your financial institution to onboard your customers. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on Twitter, ClickSwitch, ClickSwitch. But those are the three main platforms you can find more information about us.
And we'll have a link to the website in the show notes. So if you want to click down there, you're more than welcome to do that. So, Kale, appreciate your time, man. Nice to have met you, and good luck with that. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Byron.
Well, that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss out on the latest episode. We'd also appreciate a 5-star rating as well, as that will help get the content out to more listeners. We appreciate ICBA Securities for their sponsorship, and if you would like to know more about quality investment products, services, and education at competitive prices, check out their website at icbasecurities.com. And finally, if you don't follow Barrett on our social media platforms, be sure to check us out on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook to stay up to date with all the cool new things that we've got coming up. And as always, from Memphis, Tennessee, the home of banking, blues, and barbecue, thanks again for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.